Advent at Arunachala celebrations. In New York City and Nova Scotia, Canada, the 98th anniversary of Sri Ramana Maharishi's arrival at Arunachala was celebrated on Sunday, September 4, 1994. At Arunachala Ashrama, Nova Scotia, 125 friends and devotees gathered into Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram on this pleasant and warm day. Some had traveled from New York and some from Boston, but most of the participants had come from the maritime provinces on the east coast of Canada. Dr. J.S.S. Lakshmi Narayana conducted the program and pujas. He began the service at 11 a.m. with Ganesha Puja, followed by Sri Ramana Ashtotram. All assembled repeated the names of Ramana Maharishi as led by Dr. Lakshmi Narayana. Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, the founder of Arunachala Ashrama, then gave a few welcoming remarks, which was in no way unfaithful to his simple village background and reliance on the unceasing repetition of the name of God. Dennis Hartle then described, for the benefit of the new guests, some background history of Arunachala Ashrama in New York and Nova Scotia. He invited all to utilize the facilities of the ashrama and thanked everyone who had helped in preparing for that day's event and for traveling so far to attend it. Michael Fahey, a professional musician who has channeled his talent into singing devotional bhajans, entertained the guests for about 20 minutes. He delighted everyone with his singing and playing of the dulcimer and mandolin string instruments. P. Narasimhan then gave a talk on the Mandukya Upanishad, tying in the ancient teachings of this sacred text to the Maharishi teachings in the 20th century. His daughter Jyoti joined him in reciting this Upanishad. Sri Ramana's Sanskrit composition Upadesha Saram was recited by all present. This was followed by the chanting of Arunachala Shiva, and many contributed bhajans from the devotees gathered. All were filled with the devotion and peace. Arati was performed and a meal was served to the guests. As the weather was pleasant, everyone gathered outside, sitting on picnic tables or blankets spread over the spacious lawn of the temple. A warm breeze blew from the east. The sky was clear, the sun bright, while the surrounding Annapolis Valley warmed and cheered the hearts of all. In the New York City Arunachala Ashrama, about 30 devotees attended that day's function, which was conducted by Evelyn Casello Sapphire. They began with the recital of the marital garland of letters. Ganesha Stuti followed. Margot Martin read out from Arthur Osborne's book the description of the Maharishi's arrival in Tiruvannamalai in 1896 at the tender age of 16. Sri Babubhai Parekh then sang Shivatandava Stotra and recited verse 22 from Chatvarimsat of Ganapati Muni, inspired by the elevating description of Bhagavan in Ganapati Muni's verse. He translated and commented on it for the benefit of all present. The translation is, "Salutations to Sri Ramana, the universal master, the dispeller of misery from the world, the one who chases away the darkness of his devotees and displays himself as the eternal consciousness inhering in the heart, blazing both within and without, bereft of the least trace of ignorance, the one who shines as the transcendental truth underlying the world and beyond." Bhajans followed. Everyone recited Upadesha Saram. Bhaskar Singh read out the Maharishi's spontaneous praise of Arunachala in the form of 11 verses Arunachala Pancharatnam, another composition of the Maharishi, was recited and Arati concluded the program. With unreserved friendliness and warmth, the devotees sat together and ate a prasad offered to them at the conclusion of the function.